When I leave this place, I do not mean to strike out blind again. I will know where I am bound and how best to get there. And so they went, the bells in their hair ringing softly, while Danny settled down with a small band of survivors in the place they named Vez Toloro, the City of Bones. Day followed night followed day. Women harvested fruit from the gardens of the dead. Men groomed their mounts and mended saddles, stirrups, and shoes. Children wandered the twisty alleys and found old bronze coins and bits of purple glass and stone flagons with handles carved like snakes. One woman was stung by a red scorpion, but hers was the only death. The horses began to put on some flesh. Danny tended Sir Jorah's wound herself, and it began to heal. Recaro was the first to return. Due south, the red waste stretched on and on, he reported, until it ended on a bleak shore beside the poison water. Between here and there lay only swirling sand, wind-scarred rocks, and plants bristly with sharp thorns. He had passed the bones of a dragon. He swore so immense that he had ridden his horse through its great black jaws. Other than that, he had seen nothing.